Peter, we were so rudely interrupted. You were saying.
I can't remember. Where did I get up to?
How many Gaddafi forces are holed up in the conference centre?
I mean, literally, I'm hearing now that, I mean, the general view of the places here is that in the town itself there are about 2,000 armed Gaddafi supporters, but they're very well armed and very well motivated, and they really, really are not giving up without a fight at the moment.
Are you to are you to the north, to the south? Whereabouts are you exactly in relation to that conference centre?
I'm just trying to work that out. I must be to the north of it.
So you're nearer to the centre of the town?
No, I must be to the south of it. To the south of it, sorry.
Okay.
Yes, the sea is me.
It sounds incredibly dangerous where you are. Is it safe?
It's not entirely safe, no. I mean, journalists are getting... That's one of the tanks now firing into the conference centre. No, it's not safe, but it's, I'm in a relatively good position right now, so I don't know how much longer we'll stay here.
2,000 Gaddafi loyalists, any idea of the number of civilians still there?
I mean, I've heard all sorts of different estimates, a lot more left today. I mean, the lowest estimate I've heard is about 250 families. I'm not sure whether I believe that, but what I do believe is that the problems they have is that the people who are stuck simply don't have petrol for their cars and can't get out of the city.
Any sign of the Red Cross? They've been warning both sides to sort of protect civilians.
Well, the Red Cross went in yesterday and did a distribution. They've been speaking to the civic leaders inside the city. The Red Cross, I'm sure, has not been able to get in today. I mean, it's a full-scale battle going on, and they've been struggling on the three visits they've done so far, and I would be frankly amazed if they'd managed to reach the city today.
If it does fall, just describe the significance of that.
Oh, of the Red Cross not being able to get in?
No, of the fall of the CERT.
The fall of CERT, I mean, it's got a double significance. I mean, on the one hand, this is where it's understood that a large concentration of the most loyal of the loyal are holding out. But it's got a huge political significance. I mean, the government has made it clear that, as far as it's concerned, even though Beni Walid is also under siege, it is the fall of CERT that will trigger the liberation of, the full liberation of Iraq. Could you take that again? The political significance is that the fall of CERT, as the interim government has said, will signify the full liberation of Libya, and that will then start the political process that will lead to elections in about 8 months' time.
Getting back to the Gaddafi loyalists, I hear that a lot of them are Mauritanians, is that right?
Well, people have been told that there's a lot of Mauritanians. A lot of Mauritanians settled in the city of CERT in the 1970s, and fighters here say that some of the people who are fighting in there are Mauritanians. It's impossible to know.
And how close is that conference centre to the hospital?
Everything's quite small and spread out in a long coastal strip. I'm guessing that it's probably about 2 or 3 kilometres apart. I mean, one of the other areas that's been shelled very heavily from the eastern side is the area behind the hospital, which is also a concentration of fighters.
And is this assault kind of from all sides? Is it completely surrounded? One side more than another? Where's the sort of the focus for the fight?
I've driven completely around it. It's surrounded from all sides. On the east side of the city, you have the Benghazi forces from Benghazi, Baidar. City down there. On the western side, it's mainly the Misratin forces.
So the only way out for them is fighting?
Yes, there's no way out. They can't go out by sea. If you look out as you drive up to the city by the coast road, you can see a NATO warship out there, which is not taking any part, but I mean preventing people either coming in by sea or leaving by sea.
And no sort of sign of trying to sort of negotiate a surrender?
There has been continuing efforts to negotiate, but you know, I'm told by people I spoke to yesterday that all that the fighters ask for inside the city is, please give us more time, give us more time. And, you know, it appears that this morning time ran out.
Okay, Peter, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Bye.